thermostats and equipment staging in a zone system. How a zone panel decides equipment mode and stage when multiple zones call, why staged and variable speed equipment is a far better match for zoning, and how changeover conflicts one zone wants heat, another wants cool get resolved. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. In a zone system, the thermostats don't talk to the equipment directly, the panel sits in between. That changes how staging and changeover work. With a single thermostat, the stat decides the mode and the stage. With zoning, multiple thermostats can call at once, sometimes for different things, and the panel has to boil all those calls down to one decision the equipment can act on, what mode heat/cool, what stage how much capacity, and for how long. Getting the staging and the thermostat set up right is the difference between a zone system that's quiet and comfortable and one that's noisy, short-cycling, and fighting itself. How it works. When a zone calls, the panel starts the equipment, but the equipment can only be in one mode at a time and on staged equipment at one capacity. So the panel manages mode/changeover. If all calling zones agree everyone wants cooling, easy. If one zone calls heat, while another calls cool, that's a conflict the panel resolves by a priority rule. First call priority, a designated priority zone, or a time changeover that serves one mode then switches. You can't deliver heat and cool down the same trunk at the same time. Staging by demand. Smarter panels match capacity to how much of the house is calling. One small zone calling to low stage or low blower speed. Multiple/large zones calling to higher stage. This is the key to quiet, comfortable zoning. Don't dump full capacity into one bedroom. Blower speed. With an ACM/variable speed blower, the panel or the equipment zone logic can ramp airflow to match the open zone S, which is what lets a zone system serve a single small zone without choking on static pressure or needing a bypass. Minimum run/off times. The panel enforces minimum cycle times so a string of small competing calls doesn't short cycle the equipment to death. The big idea, the more the equipment can modulate, the better it zones. Single stage fixed speed equipment has exactly one answer to every call, full blast, which is wrong for a single small zone. Multi-stage and variable speed equipment can give the panel a small answer for a small call. In the field, match the thermostats to the panel. Many zone panels require specific thermostats or specific configuration, especially for staging, heat pump changeover O/B, and communication. Don't mix incompatible stats onto a panel and expect staging to work. Confirm how changeover conflicts are set. Find the panel's priority rule first call priority zone timed. On a heat pump or dual fuel zone system, this is critical. Verify the O/B reversing valve signal is driven correctly for the chosen mode. Verify staging actually follows demand. Force a single small zone and confirm the equipment runs a LOW stage/low blower speed, not full capacity. Then force multiple zones and confirm it steps up. If it's full tilt on one small zone, the staging logic or wiring is wrong. That's your noise/comfort complaint. Check the blower behavior on partial zones. On an ACM system, the airflow should drop when only a small zone calls. If it doesn't, you'll fight static pressure and probably have a bypass band aiding it. Watch for short cycling from competing calls. Zone satisfying and calling in quick succession can hammer the equipment. If minimum times aren't set, check the panel's cycle time settings, normal values and targets. Control voltage, 24 volts. Staging via additional outputs Y1/Y2, W1/W2 and heat pump changeover via O/B. All coordinated by the panel. Staging target, small call to low stage/low CFM. Large or multiple calls to high stage/high CFM. Capacity should track demand. Cooling airflow, roughly 350 to 450 CFM per ton. Variable speed lets the panel trim toward the low end for a single small zone while staying above the coil's freeze threshold. Changeover, one mode at a time. Priority logic first call/priority zone/time decides which mode wins when zones disagree. Best equipment match for zoning. Two-stage or modulating compressor/furnace plus ECM/variable speed blower. Single-stage fixed speed is the worst match and forces airflow band-aids. Common faults and what they mean. Full capacity slammed into one small zone noisy. Overshoots. Staging logic not reducing capacity for small call. Wrong thermostat. Miswired staging. Or a single-stage unit that can't stage down. The classic, why is my bedroom a hurricane complaint? One zone never gets its mode always too hot or too cold. Changeover priority is starving it. Another zone keeps winning the mode conflict. Check the priority rule and whether a priority zone is hugging changeover, reversing valve in wrong position on a zone heat pump, or/be not driven correctly through the panel for the active mode. Zone gets heat when it wanted cool or vice versa. Verify O/B handling, short cycling, competing zone calls without minimum cycle time enforcement, or a tiny zone satisfying almost instantly at full capacity. Set minimum time/fix staging, high static/coil freeze on small zone calls, blower not ramping down for the partial load, no ECM modulation, pushing full CFM into a near closed duct. Tie this back to staging plus blower control, not just the dampers. Tech tips and gotchas. Variable speed plus multi-stage is what makes zoning actually work. If you remember one thing, modulating equipment gives the panel a small answer for a small zone. Single-stage fixed speed equipment can't, which is why those jobs end up noisy and band-aided with bypasses. Back the equipment for zoning, don't just zone whatever's there. Use the thermostats the panel wants. Mismatched stats are a top cause of staging and changeover misbehavior on zone jobs. Check the panel's compatibility list before swapping a stat. Changeover is a priority decision, not magic. When one zone wants heat and another wants cool, somebody loses for a while. Know the panel's rule and set it to match how the house is actually used. For example, make the main living zone the priority. Heat pump and dual fuel zoning needs extra care on O/B and AUX/emergency heat. The panel has to drive the reversing valve and stage the backup heat correctly across the changeover logic. Verify it in both modes, including a defrost cycle. Set minimum cycle times. Zoning multiplies the number of calls the equipment sees. Without minimum on/off times, you'll short cycle it. The panel usually has these settings. Use them. Don't fix a staging problem with a bypass. If the system is harsh on a small zone because it can't stage down, the real fix is equipment/blower modulation, not dumping the excess air. The bypass hides the symptom and adds its own problems. Coil freeze/limit trips. Safety/code notes. Heat pump changeover reversing valve, O/B and backup heat staging through the panel must be wired and configured correctly. Misstaging AUX/emergency heat is an efficiency and equipment protection concern. Maintaining minimum airflow during partial zone operation protects the furnace heat exchanger high limit and the evaporator coil freeze/floodback per the equipment manufacturer's airflow requirements. All 24 volts control and transformer loading follow standard low voltage practice. Staged equipment adds outputs, but doesn't change the basic control circuit safety rules.